small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is your Monday bonus episode. Now, it is currently December 22nd. Everyone's getting ready for Christmas out there, you elves.
Woohoo!
And we're doing it too. We're in that we have, our house is all, we got wrapping happening on the table.
Yeah.
We got the, we still got tree decorations around.
Yeah, but I think the tree might all be done.
I think it might be done. I just need to, today I'm going to put the tree skirt and the train up.
Oh, cool.
And then the kids, well, when you guys listen to this, the kids are here.
That's true.
Yeah, the kids are here. Hopefully. But right now they're not, but they will be.
Hopefully not being assholes. We'll find out.
Wow. Right out of the box. Speaking of being an asshole.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you live with my beautiful wife. So I walk out the other day with my brand new Iron Maiden T-shirt on.
Wait. And I say, assholes, and then you bring me up. This is not gonna go.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Oh, geez.
I have a brand new Iron Maiden T-shirt. It's beautiful. And I said, I wanted to make sure it fits, you know, because I talked about this many times. I'm an extra medium. Sometimes a medium is too snug and sometimes a large is too big. But I got a large and it seemed like it fit. And I said, hey, does this T-shirt look okay? Does it fit me? And you said, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yes, it does fit you.
So do you not like Iron Maiden? Do you not like me? Or do you not like the T-shirt?
Oh, wow, that is... God, talk about a Sophie's choice.
It's a loaded question.
I was not a fan of the T-shirt. No,
it's a very subdued Iron Maiden T-shirt.
It's not.
It's the logo, and then in each one of the letters, it has a different Eddie from all the albums, the early Eddie albums.
It's a wife's fashion dream.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Do you think I'm too old to wear an Iron Maiden T-shirt? Is that what you're saying?
If when has that ever been a thing around here? Do you think I'm too old to blank? Because fill in that blank with everything you do. So no, I'm not gonna tell you you're too old for something.
So if you ever come out and ask me how something looks, I can say unfortunately.
But I'm not gonna come out in like the equivalent of an Iron Maiden T-shirt.
You don't know. Maybe sometimes your outfit in my head, I go, that's just like an Iron Maiden T-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to say yes. All right. I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
About what?
About my Iron Maiden T-shirt.
And speaking of assholes, the part that caught me off guard.
Well, that you might.
Know, my wife.
That might not have been the best segue.
Yeah, really.
Today's gateway songs,
mm-hmm.
and the person who came up with this topic is new father Travis Kennedy.
Hey.
His son just turned one. I don't give the kid's name out. That's not my place. But I will tell you when we hear his intro coming up very soon, you will hear the baby start to coo and make some noises.
It's baby very coo. Cool.
Baby coo. Gateway songs... is this. Let me explain the topic to the listeners, and then we'll hear the Patreon intros and the songs. Think of a band you really like. Maybe it's your favorite band. And you meet someone who's never even heard of this band. They're like, I don't know who the Rolling Stones are. So you need to pick one song that's the gateway song. One song to play for that person that's going to be like the perfect example of what the Rolling Stones or what your favorite band does. A song that's going to make them say, wow, I want to hear more from that band.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what a gateway song is. Before we hear from Travis Kennedy, I'm going to throw down a song. But I also want to let everyone know we are recording on Friday, December 18th at 10 in the morning. This is my first of three podcast records today. And later I'm going to interview John Hyde, the drummer from the 70s band Detective. And then at midnight, which Pilar is cannot believe is that I'm doing this. At midnight, the new Peter Criss album comes out, and Mike Schmidt and I are going to do a first listen track by track, which will drop on Christmas Day. That's going to be your Christmas present, everybody. So enjoy it.
This is what I loved. I'm like, midnight, you'll be done at 3. And you're like, oh no, it's only songs. Like, have you met Mike Schmidt?
Well, I will have to warn Mike up front that 2 hours was the most I can do.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You don't know how fun it is to record with Mike.
It is. I bet it is. But like,
you know what I'm going to, you know what I'm going
to, I'm going to kind of give you a dirty look if you're like, I'm too tired to go to work tomorrow.
I'm going to go to work. I don't work till 2. I could sleep till noon if I want. I might even wear my Iron Maiden t-shirt during that record.
Okay.
Just to doubly make you
go crazy, man.
Fierce. All right. I love Sheryl Crow. What about you?
Oh, yes.
And I feel like there's a lot of songs that could be used as gateway songs for Sheryl Crow. But if no one had ever heard Sheryl Crow before, I think the song I would use as my gateway song for anyone would be from her second album, self-titled Sheryl Crow. And this would be the song, A Change Would Do You Good, on Rock Solid.
The podcast. 10 days living in a paper.
I think that's a pretty good representation of what she does lyrically, what she does with using hand claps and different instrumentation. And I just like everything about that song. I really do.
I thought about that. It's so funny because, right, you know, it's not Soak Up the Sun. It's not If It Makes You Happy. But I kind of agree that those songs are just like they're big, splashy, you know, I don't know, like, out of the box kind of songs that aren't really representative of like all the other stuff that she does, yeah. Which is, I think, is more sophisticated and musical. And I think you're right.
Thank you. I remember when that second album came out, there used to be a chain in Los Angeles called Warehouse Music, and you could go and they would have listening stations there with the newest releases. And I remember I'm like, oh, that's that Sheryl Crow. She had that Tuesday Night Music Club album. Let's hear what the second album is like. And then I sit down and put the headphones on, and I might have listened to the entire CD right there in the store, because that's still my favorite Sheryl Crow album. And just every single song is, as the kids say, a banger. And so, yeah, I always love that album. And yeah,
I love that album too, but I also love like the fact she had something to prove, and she proved it.
Yeah.
Like 10 times over.
Self-titled album, produced it herself. She wasn't going to live in the shadow of these Tuesday Night Music Club rumors that those men created her. No.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Case closed. Done. Here comes Travis Kennedy. He came up with this topic. Let's hear what he's got for us.
Greetings and salutations, pod people. Travis Kennedy here, and it is my understanding that this month's Patreon topic was picked by a pretty cool and righteous dude. Gateway songs. I was originally going to pick a song by the band Ghost for this, but there's still hope and possibility that Pat and I, along with maybe someone else, will be doing an episode about them, so I'm holding off. Instead, I'm going with one of my other favorite bands who I've never played on this show. They're called Less Than Jake. They are a ska punk band, and I get it. You think ska, you think no thank you, not gonna deal with it. However, I think this is a perfect gateway song to this band because it is off their fourth album, Borders and Boundaries, which is a more rock-oriented album. The horns are still there, but it's a good way to get a taste of what their energy is, their sound is, without that ska sound. And it would possibly lead you to checking out more music from them. And it is clear to me that this is why I need to write down what I'm going to say instead of just rambling. So let's just cut me off and hit it.
Oh, cool. I can add to a voice memo. P.S. I forgot to say the name of the song. It's called Gainesville Rock City. Yeah. See? Totally should have written all this down. Aww. Enjoy.
Stop hallway door. It's looking worn, and I can hardly read it anymore. I feel like I'm a scarecrow down the map, and I can't help my urge to laugh. I never used to feel like that.
Well, I'm half awake and half a wound away. All my past mistakes and every misspent day.
Gainesville Rock City by Less Than Jake. All right, as a gateway song, Travis, I think you did the assignment correctly, because I would definitely nailed it. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I think I would definitely listen to more songs by Less Than Jake. All right. We talked about this person earlier, Mike Schmidt. And so the assignment for Mike Schmidt was to record a 90-second or less intro. And that is why Mike's intro is 2 minutes and 35 seconds. So... let's play it. It's not entertaining, and he says everything he wants to say. So here we go. Mike Schmidt, almost doing the assignment. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hey, what's happening? Mike Schmidt from the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, and I'm thrilled to be included in this Gateway Songs episode of the Rock Solid podcast. Why am I thrilled? Well, because I'm not really part of the Rock Solid podcast. You got your Pat, you got your Murray, you got your Mike, you got your Christy, and I'm just lurking on the periphery. You know who I am? I'm the fifth Beatle of the Rock Solid podcast. That's who I am. I'm like the Billy Preston. I got a trombone and a keyboard, and I'm in the corner in like a pink jacket. Call on me when you need me. Well, I've been called upon. For this episode, Gateway Songs, Pat was like, hey, dude, pick your favorite band, and then pick the song you would use to introduce that band to someone who has never heard the band in their life. Now, I initially thought, well, this is going to be easy, but also at the same time, my favorite band is a band that's accessible to millions of people. They're all familiar with their catalog. And I thought to myself, this would be a good opportunity to pick one of my other favorite bands and maybe introduce them to the Rock Solid listenership and let them understand why I like that band so much. And then I thought to myself, hey, this isn't your show. Why are you changing this on the fly? Pat said, pick your favorite band and find the Gateway song. So I'm going to do just that. My favorite band of all time, you may have heard of them, Van Halen. Are you familiar with their work? I hope you are. And it's hard to pick a Gateway song because they've had so many iterations of the band. The Gary Cherone era comes to mind immediately from Van Halen 3. But I was able to pick and choose and look. And like I said, because there's so many elements of the band I want to expose you to. Eddie's guitar, of course, David Lee Roth's humor and lyrics, Michael's background vocals, Alex Van Halen's snare. What I would think is great is a deep cut or something might not be the thing that gets you sucked into the band. I thought of Everybody Wants Some. I thought of And the Cradle Will Rock. They have humor. They have guitar. I thought of Unchained. It's hard. It's aggressive. I thought of Mean Street, which gets the guitar right in your face. Everybody, of course, is going to think of Jump in Panama. And I settled on two. And I didn't pick Jamie's Crying because I want you to hear it, though, because of the swing. And it shows that they're not just like a hard charging rock band. They had swing and they had a groove and they had hooks. And that's the first album. You can hear Eddie, his writing all over the place, hooks and great singles. But I thought to myself, you know what I'm going to pick? When you pick a song that's going to introduce somebody to a band, you pick the anthem. You pick the big chorus, you pick the chant along with the fans at the end, and you pick the one that came out earlier in their career that still they wind up closing shows with, although not now, because they haven't been on the road for a while, because something happened. But I say, if I'm going to pick any song of Van Halen's to introduce you to the band to make you go, holy hell, I got to hear more of this, it's going to be Ain't Talking About Love off Van Halen 1. We'll be right back.
You know you're semi-good looking in on the streets again.
You know you're semi-good looking. That's not you, honey. You're wildly good looking.
How long were Mike Schmidt's wedding vows, do you think?
I don't know. Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You're a teacher. You grade people.
Yeah.
On assignments.
Sort of. I'm a really soft grader, but yeah.
All right. So let's find out what you do here. So Mike Schmidt had an assignment to do.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No. Fail.
He failed? He doesn't get extra credit for doing more.
No, here's the thing. No. That's mean. But if it's
you failed Mike Schmidt.
No. Because when I'm teaching people how to pitch, mind you, I'm guilty of everything Mike just did. Okay. Those who can't do. So anyway, when I am teaching people how to pitch, they're always on a time limit.
Okay.
And it is the thing you can't do. So I have to stop people at their time limit, mm-hmm. no matter where they are in their pitch, which is really frustrating to them because they have great ideas, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it is the number one thing that we're trying to teach them is how to pitch concisely within a time limit.
And edit yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So what would Mike Schmidt's grade be on that? Does he get a fail because he went over?
I know. That was so mean of me because he was so great.
Yeah. And I mean, he put 5 minutes worth of words into 2.5 minutes.
He's so colorful and fun. And that would have been the feedback that I gave him. But I would have to say he could have cut the intro about himself.
Okay. All right. And stuck right to the bang of the song.
Right.
All right.
But had you given him that amount of time, it was perfect because it was personal and then it was introspective and then it got to his thesis.
And gave history and the band. And I chose the song because of this. And he went through all the members of the band, Eddie's guitar, Dave's lyrics, Michael's background vocals, and Alex's drumming.
Right. But had he just done that, he would have come in within the time limit.
Okay, so what's his letter grade? A plus being the best, which we know he's not getting because he...
Well, it's hard because I don't, like, really, I hate letter grades.
What would you, okay.
I would have given him the feedback I just gave him.
But you don't, you got to give a letter grade.
Oh, I hate school.
B plus? A minus?
I'd have to go B.
Because, B, straight up B.
Because
I'm sorry, Mike.
Because in my world, the timing part is everything. Right. Yeah.
Let's talk about when a newspaper printed your embrace with Mike Schmidt at the airport.
Oh, you haven't talked about that?
I don't know if I have, but let's reiterate it because we're talking about Mike and it's fun.
Oh, my God. I was traveling tons and we couldn't afford, you know, all the back and forth with the airport. And so
by hiring a real Lyft driver.
Yeah. So we asked Mike, like we set a rate with him and
paid him straight up.
Yeah.
That way he didn't have to turn on his Uber and Lyft app.
Exactly. So he is dropping me off at the international part of the airport and
at LAX.
Yes. And I give him a big hug because he's Mike.
Yeah. He gets out and helps you with your bag.
Right. And a newspaper was there, LA Times,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Caught that, took a picture of it, but supposedly the article was about Lyft and Uber drivers.
Yeah.
And I think the whole idea of it, because it was really new at the time,
yeah.
the embrace was supposed to indicate like how personal this kind of a thing is. But yeah, it looked like weird.
It's way too much. No, like your stranger Lyft driver would never give you a hug like this.
Right. And actually, this is exactly the problem of Lyft
right.
and Uber
yes.
that started showing up later, which was stop all the hugging,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you're part of the problem.
But it was so funny.
It is so funny because you would only hug someone like this if you were very close to them or you knew them. I mean, and you had known Mike for what, 25 years at this point?
Yeah. 20
years. So, I mean, it was wildly crazy.
At least it wasn't like, you know, like, I don't know, you know, LA writing teacher, you know.
Yeah.
Is
Mosh's
yeah,
driver.
Exactly.
Or as the kids say, smash.
Right, smash.
Smash
it. Do the kids say smash?
Or what the kids say. So far, I think the kids say smash. What was the other thing I said earlier that they might say?
I don't know. You would know better than I because you're actually working with kids.
Anytime I use one of the new phrases around the kids at work, they like freeze in their tracks. They're like, you know what that means? I go, I know words. I'm not an idiot. All right, let's move on to our friend Ian Beresford. He's got his intro and song all together. So here we go.
Ian.
Hello to Pat and the rock solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my selection for the Gateway Songs episode. I'm currently sitting in a very wet and rainy Newcastle-upon-Tyne, so I'm going to pick a Newcastle band. They're called Smoove and Terrell. They've been on the go since 2009. I've been to see this band lots of times. I'm sure nobody else in rock solid world has ever heard of them, but they're really great. The song I've chosen is called I Can Give You Up. It's a great example of the sort of toe-tapping music that they do, which is kind of a modern version of soul and funk. I hope everyone enjoys it. I hope everyone was well. I hope everyone has a great Christmas and New Year. And as always, Pat, thanks for the great content. Bye for now.
And Terrell, never heard of them. Really like that song.
Yeah, we were grooving.
Do you think I'll ever meet Ian Beresford in person? I feel like I will.
I think you'll hear him before you meet him. Like, you'll hear that voice across a crowded room and you'll be like, Ian, is that you?
What will he say? Will he say, give me all your money? Is that what he'll say?
Why would he say that?
I don't know. Maybe he's robbing me. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, you're Ian Beresford.
No, I think this is another airport scenario. You're at the airport.
Okay.
You know, and he's just checking his bags, you know, and you're like, I know that voice.
This would be just like when I met Jason Momoa at the meat counter at Whole Foods.
You and Jason Momoa.
And I heard him say was, thanks, bro.
I always kind of question your sexuality, like, every time you bring up Jason Momoa. Yeah. I'm just sort of like, have I been living a lie?
You do remind me a lot of Jason Momoa.
Well.
I mean, your height.
Well, actually, I've always said that I look, without makeup, I look a little like Paul Stanley.
That's right.
I think this is true.
Let me tell you something about Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
He's on the list today.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm pumping him up to right now?
What?
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to hear a Paul Stanley intro right now.
What have I done?
Someone picked a Kiss song.
Okay.
My friend Joe Reynolds, and you know Joe Reynolds because I'm in a text thread with him and Dave Fastini.
I do.
And that's where the, in that text thread, that's where the eggplant emoji gets used a lot.
Again, supporting my theory.
It doesn't get used in that way.
Okay.
It gets used for shenanigans and funniness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. This is Joe Reynolds introducing his gateway song to Keith.
Hey, Pat, Joe Reynolds from Philly here. What better gateway song to a band than 100,000 Years by Kiss? Off of their debut album, it features all four of them prominently. You have the opening bass line by Gene, and even the bass throughout the whole song is really melodic and catchy. Then you have Peter's swing drumming that also goes into a short solo in the middle of the song, a drum solo, which is odd. And Ace's guitar playing is really odd. I remember when the reunion tour happened and he was commenting on it. He said he has no idea how he came up with those guitar lines, and to recreate them was a task for him. And then the guitar solo itself is blistering and very catchy. And then to end everything, you got Paul as the ringmaster, who he eventually became in the band. And then the song itself is really quirky, the subject matter. I mean, it's not anything typical of what they wrote after this album. So it's a very interesting gateway song that introduces each member, the characters are in the band. So there you go. All right. This is a long enough intro. Thanks for everything. Enjoy the show. Keep up the great work. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Good choice, Joe. That is a great song from their first album, a great debut album. And Pilar, I know you've never heard that song before.
I know, and it's still not a gateway for me.
Wow.
Do people know that that Star Child, the puppet, is a cameo, that they can actually get Star Child, your Star Child puppet to say happy anniversary and things like that.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. I just did one last week. Now look, I don't get these daily or even weekly, but when they pop up, it's exciting. I'm like, oh, cool. I get to pull out that puppet and do a Star Child cameo. So if you just go to Cameo and search under Pat Francis or Star Child puppet, you'll find me. It's cheap, $20. And I'll say whatever you want me to say.
One time I was upstairs working and I hear like this like screaming, like this high-pitched feminine scream.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? You know, and I like went rushing downstairs and I was like, oh, it's Star Child. Star Child is doing a cameo.
Let me do an example. Let's come up with two names, Janice and Tom, and it's their anniversary.
All right.
Let me tell you something. I'm Paul Stanley from Kith. That's right, Kith. Janice and Tom, they've been married for 30 years. That's a lot of banging. See, stuff like that. That's all, you know.
Yeah.
Are you two still banging? I hope so. I'm 94 years old, and that's what keeps me young. My wife's 30. You know, that's what I say. I do stuff like that, but I'll say whatever you want, and then I'll add my own shenanigans to it, and it's funny.
It is funny.
All right, let's get some female voices on the show right now. We got a couple today, and this is our friend Katie Ninas, who will be doing an All Hanson episode in the new year. She's already sent me her songs. We don't have a date yet, but I promise that I want to get that done within the first 2 months of 2026. But right now, here's Katie not talking about Hanson, talking about a different band. Let's hear it.
Hey, everyone. This is Katie Ninas from southeastern Wisconsin. For this Gateway song topic, I'm picking one of my lesser-known favorites, Letters to Cleo. Many people know Letters to Cleo from their covers of I Want You to Want Me and Cruel to Be Kind from the 10 Things I Hate About You soundtrack, or from their lead singer Kay Hanley as the singing voice of Josie in Josie and the Pussycats.
The Pussycats is the best movie ever.
Many people don't know that they have several albums of original music, my favorite being Wholesale Meats and Fish from 1995. As a gateway song to find out what they're really like as musicians and songwriters, I recommend track 4 titled Awake. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Katie passes the test because I would definitely listen to more music by Letters to Cleo. I feel like Katie Ninas always brings something great to the show.
That's right. And you weren't going on. You did not need that little sound bite of just get to the memo. That said, I think you should find that clip and then you should insert it in your Mike Schmidt podcast.
Oh.
There we go. Just get to the memo.
Let me tell you something. Everybody needs to get to the memo. What was it? I did want to tell people this. So currently we are not recording in the rock room. So we're not playing the music through the mixing board and we're not listening with headphones because here's the thing. In the rock room currently, we have a window unit. It's an air conditioned unit. It works beautifully, keeping the room cool when it's hot. And it also acts as a heating unit. The problem is if it's too cold outside, if it's 40 degrees or less outside, the heat will not kick in. And that's in the booklet. I knew that. So currently it's less than 40 degrees outside. So it's not warm in there. So we are at the cozy kitchen in the cozy breakfast nook recording through Zoom together on the same mic. So just in case you were wondering. All right. And maybe you weren't wondering because it sounds great anyway.
We're learning about North Carolina.
Now, I'll tell you something. When the humidity happened, I was like, I'm not fucking ready for this humidity. But now that the cold has happened, I'll never complain about the humidity again because this is crazy.
It's actually not that bad. We're just not used to it because we've been in L.A. for...
Yeah, I mean, I was used to it when I was a kid in Pennsylvania, and I was used to it from 89 to 95 in Chicago. But 30 years in California has created Los Angeles bones.
Right. I mean, people right now in like other parts of the East Coast, they are really, really freezing. And Chicago,
they've lived there all their lives.
So it's like, ooh, it's brisk for the South, but it's not.
It was 13 degrees the other day.
That hard.
It was 13 degrees. That's a little more than brisk.
That's true.
All right. This next gentleman, and God bless him, he loves Kansas unabashedly. It's his favorite band. So what's his gateway song going to be?
A Kansas song.
Kansas!
Hey, Rock Solid people. Pat, and how's it going, Pilar?
Hi!
Jeff Scott from Detroit here with my selection for this month's Patreon-supported episode, Gateway Song. This is an interesting topic, and I really had to think about it. Obviously, Kansas is the band I'm picking from, but which song to select is a good representation of the band that could potentially grab a new listener? Well, prog rock isn't everybody's cup of tea, so I'd probably avoid my favorite Kansas song, The Wall, and their biggest hits, Carry On Wayward Son, doesn't feature the signature Robbie Steinhardt violin, and Dust in the Wind is a bit of an outlier song for them. In the end, I settled on Point of No Return from the 1977 album of the same name. I've always loved the song, and it has several things going for it. First and foremost, it's one of their shorter songs at a brisk 3 minutes 13 seconds. Secondly, it really highlights the use of violin and keyboard in their music, and has some incredible lead and harmony vocals, another staple of the band. To be honest, I'm not sure there's any song I could pick that would make somebody truly appreciate this band the way I do, but I feel like this one at least has a shot. Thanks for the chance to share my love with this band, and as always, hope everyone's staying safe out there and keep on rocking.
They say the sea turns so dark that you know it's time you see the sign. They say the point demons guard is an ocean grave for all the brave. Was it you that said, Hala, to the point of no return?
Perfect gateway song, Jeff. I have a couple things to add about this album in particular. Point of No Return. It's not N-O. It's K-N-O-W.
What?
Yes.
That's so clever.
It's so clever. This is definitely an album that I got through the Columbia Record Club, and I'm talking vinyl version, so way back when.
You're so old.
I know. The other thing is, I had the pleasure of interviewing drummer Phil Ehart. This was many, many years ago. And 2 days after I interviewed him, because I had his phone number, because they gave me his phone number in case, you know, in case we were having a bad connection on Zoom or whatever, for whatever reason, I had his phone number. And he called me 2 days after the interview. And it was so weird. The phone, my cell phone's ringing. And I look, I'm like, that's Phil Ehart from Kansas. And I thought, oh, he's going to ask me to edit out something that he said on the podcast. So I'm like, okay, I got to take it. So I answer it. And what he proceeds to tell me is that he said that was the best interview he's ever done.
Oh, how nice.
Now, that guy probably did 5,000 interviews over his career in Kansas. So sometimes things like that happen. And then you know, oh, okay, I must be doing okay.
No, you're...
So that was pretty cool.
I will support that. You are the... You give a great interview.
Well, thank you. But yeah, but that was... But when the actual artist or the interviewee tells you that, you
that's
know,
awesome.
It's pretty cool. All right. Last week, I had Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick as my guest. And even though Tom didn't always give the best answer, it was still fun. And I was honored to chat with a member of my favorite band because I never did that before. So after 21 studio albums, what would be my gateway song for Cheap Trick? I had many, but I landed on this one from their second album, In Color, from 1977. I went with Come On, Come On. Robin's voice is stellar. I love Bunny's drumming on this. I love Tom on the Come On, Come On. That's Tom in the background vocals. And look, there's many you could choose. But for me, that kind of sums it up pretty well.
They love those sort of 60s influences. Mm-hmm. And that's in there too.
Yep. Yep. All right. Let's hear a band I've never heard of before. And I'm not sure that Stephen Kirsch gives his name at the beginning of this interview. Intro. But this is Stephen Kirsch, and he's got a band to tell us about. Gateway Song from Stephen Kirsch.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners, and also I'm going to guess that Pilar is there too.
Yay!
Hope I'm right, and hope you're all doing well. And this is an intro for the Gateway Song. I'm going to pick a British band who I loved back in the day. I still love them, but they don't really do much these days. And they're a band called Terrorvision. They opened up for a lot of bands back in the 90s and early 2000s. And they had a few minor hits in England, but never really made it outside of the UK. They were just a fun, energetic band. All the music was just laid back and great fun lyrics. So this is a song from their 2001 album, which was called Good to Go, and the song is called Do You Want to Go Faster? And I just think it's a good overall gateway song because of just the style. You can kind of get, they're not your typical rock band. You know, they use a bit of all different styles in their music, but this is a good overall view. Like, I feel if you like this song, then you're going to like the band. So with that being said, I hope everybody has a great day, and I will hopefully be joining in another time for another episode. Take care, guys.
Here comes Terrorvision.
late at night and all alone. Late night traffic's constant drone. A voice comes on the telephone. Yeah. Late at night and all alone. It tells me, quicken up, pick up the pace. Come on, my speed and a little less haste. To get along, no time to waste. Telephone boys gotta say, you wanna go faster, baby.
I bet this band was great live. I loved it.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Do you want to go faster, baby? What are they talking about?
Ooh.
It could be in a car. It could be sexual.
Maybe.
Who knows? Okay, now, don't say anything, Pilar.
Okay.
You told me you have a song for today, but I don't want you to say it. I want you to write it down on this Post-it note, and then I'll find it.
Okay.
And then we'll play it.
I'm gonna type it instead because you know I have terrible handwriting.
No, I like when you write it. It looks, then I can always get a prescription filled.
Ugh. Okay.
Just write it.
Okay. Go for it.
Go. What do you mean go for it?
I thought. Well, aren't you gonna?
Yeah.
Go to somebody else?
Yeah, I am.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay, so this next gentleman is one of my coworkers, Michael Johnson.
Hey, Michael.
He is my age-appropriate friend at work. That's what I call him. It's my age-appropriate friend. So, and this is interesting. So, on December 29th, I'm going to interview Mitch Easter and Don Dixon. Why am I interviewing them? Because there's a vinyl release coming out of the original REM EP plus Murmur. And that's what I'm going to be talking to those two about. So what's that noise?
I think somebody's chopping down a tree.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody can hear it.
All right. Well, I can. And it's bothering me. Uh-huh. It's bogging me.
It's bogging you.
It's bogging me. So anyway, I'm going to be interviewing Mitch Easter and Don Dixon. And Mitch Easter lives in Winston-Salem, but he's going to be on the Zoom because I can't have Mitch next to me and then Don on the Zoom. Anyway, Mitch Easter comes into Trader Joe's all the time. He was in the store yesterday when you were there shopping.
Oh, wow.
And so my friend Michael says, Mitch is here. And I said, who's Mitch? He goes, Mitch Easter. I'm like, oh, okay. And I said, he goes, do you want to, I think he was like, maybe thought I would meet him. But I got to be honest, when he called me, I was cleaning up a broken egg on the floor.
Yeah.
I was like, look, I don't want to blow my credibility as a podcast interviewer of note by going up to Mitch pre-interview with the egg on my hand or face. Mm-hmm. So I will meet Mitch Easter after the interview in my local Trader Joe's. But anyway, Michael has joined today. Oh, and by the way, there's going to be other members of the Rock Solid family weighing in on this episode. But here's my age-appropriate friend and new tennis partner, Michael Johnson.
Hey, Pat. This is Michael, one of your faithful listeners and someone who you endlessly claim is your favorite thing about living here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. My choice for a favorite gateway song is Paranoid Android by Radiohead. I liked what Radiohead produced leading up to the album upon which Paranoid Android is featured, but this album, called OK Computer, was easily the seminal collection of songs that put the world on notice that Radiohead was cementing their space as innovators, as a band that keeps you pleasantly guessing. This song has all the signature Radiohead electronic blips and bleeps, augmented with crashing guitars and meandering bass lines. Here it is, Paranoid Android from Radiohead.
Checking voices.
so much to unpack about this song. First of all, OK Computer, that's a super popular Radiohead album. Number two, Radiohead is not my thing, so I can't really say if that's a good gateway song or not. I enjoyed that song. Also, that song is like 6 minutes long, so it's really hard in a 30 or 45 second clip to get a good taste of what the entire song is like, because I know there's a lot of changes and a lot of cool things in it. That said, pretty cool song, pretty cool pick. What did you think of Radiohead?
Well, it made me intrigued because I thought it was like really haunting and mm-hmm. cool. And like, I don't know anything about Radiohead because you don't play it.
Yeah, it's not, because they're not done. We did do a Radiohead episode pretty in depth.
Yeah.
But yeah, Radiohead's not, not my thing.
But it made me go, oh, that's their sound. Oh, that's really cool.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Now, you have written down are you getting a phone call?
No.
Is it important?
No.
You've written down your song on a piece of paper, and I can read almost every word on this page.
Well, I used block lettering and really hard.
That's good. And then as I'm finding the song, you're pointing.
Well, here, because I saw this, and sometimes when I write anything down, you go to the very bottom of something.
Yeah,
you don't actually read it.
Right.
Like, you won't even read a text.
Well, here's what you wrote down.
From the top.
You wrote, by reading this, it's going to tell what your song is. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So you wrote Talking Heads, and then in quotes, Once in a Lifetime, and then you put From Stop Making Sense album. So in my iTunes, I looked up the Stop Making Sense album.
Because it's very much like you to only see what's at the bottom, the last thing I wrote. And I was like, oh, he's gonna bring up Stop Making Sense, which is not the...
Which is what I did. Well, you're not listening.
Okay.
In my iTunes,
yeah,
I had to look up the Stop Making Sense album to see if I had it in my iTunes.
I've learned that you actually did read
the whole thing. The whole thing.
Yes.
And then in my iTunes, I do not have that album. I only have two songs from that album, Life During Wartime and Girlfriend Is Better. So while we were listening to Radiohead, I went to the iTunes store and I purchased your song.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Yeah. See, so I did read your chicken scratch.
I am so grateful.
Read. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this song.
Oh, I just...
Why did you pick this song?
I love the Talking Heads.
Why is this a good gateway song?
Because this was my gateway, you know, the movie was my gateway, this album was my gateway, and then I was like, well, I think everybody would pick, like, Psycho Killer, but that isn't it for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On this one, it's all the absurdity, but also it gets into this really musical place, especially with the backup singers. So yeah. I just think this might be it.
It's always movies with you.
Yeah.
Always goes back to a visual art form.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So I don't know where I'm dropping this in at. So
it's the beginning, I think.
You want me to start it right from the top?
I think so.
All right. And then if it's not right, I'll just go somewhere else within the song.
No, I think it's out.
All right. Let's find out what happens. See, when it's a live song, there's always a lot of nonsense before the song
kicks in. Okay, I want to go to You May Ask Yourself.
Well, I how am I supposed to do that? Here we go. Let me try it. 50 seconds in.
Beautiful house. You may find yourself in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. You may ask yourself... Well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by. Let the water warm me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground. Into the blue again. After the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. Water flowing underground. You may ask yourself, how do I work this?
And you know what else? In the 80s, some of your jackets had some big shoulders too, didn't they?
Oh my gosh. Well, that was the...
So David Byrne, who refuses to go on tour one last time with the Talking Heads. I don't know what his problem is.
Well, he's been doing a lot of, like, solo work and
one-man show stuff and Broadway stuff, and, you know.
But they just re-released this album and the movie, and then they were having screenings of it, and all the band showed up for Q&As, and they seemed to be getting along. And so that just made everyone think, you know what? I think they're going to tour. And then no.
It would be cool because concerts, I don't really go, but that's a concert.
You would go to that too.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Well, absolutely.
I feel that needs to happen.
So you may ask yourself, Pat, how did I get here?
Can we get free tickets? That's what I would ask myself. All right. We got another female voice coming in. And man, her song, the one she picked. I love this song so much. Like, this is a mental patient song for me. I can listen to this song on a loop over and over and over again. And you know I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Do it, Tammy.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Tammy Mokarski from Deep Here, Wisconsin. My pick for this Gateway episode is from one of my favorite bands, The Killers. I've seen them live multiple times, and they are fantastic. This song is from their second album, Sam's Town, and it is When You Were Young. It starts out strong and just keeps going. I hope everyone enjoys it, and everyone has a great day. Thanks.
Have you ever heard that song, Pilar?
Have you played it?
I don't know if I played it for you.
I don't. It doesn't sound that familiar, but I sense I'll be hearing it over and over the next month.
Now, that's the band who covered Lawyers, Guns, and Money on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony this year. And I showed you that video.
Yeah.
And you were not thrilled.
I was sort of underwhelmed. Yeah.
You were underwhelmed.
I think a lot of people were.
I don't think a lot of people were. What didn't you like about it? You don't like Brandon Flowers, the singer, which is going to make Tammy cry.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I don't know if I would go that far. I don't know Brandon Flowers enough to not like him. I didn't like that rendition. It just felt very basic.
You know, these are the things you don't know when you walk down the aisle. And then they come to light later.
But I'm not an expert at any of this stuff. Like, I'm really, you know,
I'm not an expert.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
I just go off of sort of like whatever's in the moment where I go like, oh, that was a lot of ramp up for that, you know?
Wow.
So.
How dare. All right, coming up, my friend Tom Neuerberg, retired firefighter, American hero. Can we say that? He's probably saved lives. I say it all the time. And Tom has many bands that he loves, but this band is definitely very close to his heart. So here we go, Tom Neuerberg.
Hey, Rock Solid family. This is Tom Neuerberg in Northern California, home of the San Francisco Giants, San Francisco 49ers, and Golden State Warriors. One of my favorite bands is Big Country, and I'm sure that most of the people listening right now have heard their monster smash hit, In a Big Country. But the tune that I would actually pick as a gateway song is a little lesser known ditty by them called Wonderland. Start this song at the 128 mark and enjoy. Depending on when this episode drops, I hope you either have or will have a great Christmas and a happy new year. And for God's sake, let's hope 2026 is a better year for all of us.
Amen.
Thanks.
Fear
That is from the EP, also called Wonderland. And we are going to give a little rockin' piece to lead singer and guitarist Stuart Adamson. But I do think there is a version of Big Country that still plays out and about. And I think Mike Peters, also rockin' piece, was in the touring Big Country for a while. But good song, Tom. Good choice.
This was a really good topic.
This, yeah, thank you, Travis Kennedy.
Yeah, because it like, if you've never heard a song and like somebody's going, like, or I'm sorry, you've never gotten into a band and somebody's saying, well, this is the pinnacle song. This is the song that will get you addicted.
Yeah.
You know, that's so smart, because if it doesn't, okay.
Then you move on.
Right. But if it, but, if it does intrigue you, it does open up all these possibilities.
Right. Here's our friend Kevin Hartbarger. He's been here to the house twice.
Yes, and you say it every single time you introduce him.
The props.
I know, because like...
You act like people listen to every single episode.
Yeah,
they could be a person. There could be a person that's never heard the show before, and they drop in on this one.
Okay.
And then they don't know anything about our lives.
Kevin, it's always nice when you...
They don't know that I love you and you like me. They don't know this. And now they do. And what were you going to say? You're going to say something nice about Kevin?
Yeah. So it's always nice when you visit Kevin.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why are you crossing your fingers when you say that? All right. Here we go. You're going to like it. He always has artists you like, too. He always says songs you like.
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go.
Hi. Happy New Year, Pat, Pilar, millions of Rock Solid listeners around the world. This is Kevin Hartbarger checking in from Chicagoland. It's well established that Elvis Costello is my favorite artist of all time, but my favorite singer is Marvin Gaye. And rather than go with the obvious pick of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, I want to go with the follow-up to that single, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. This was a big hit in its own right, going to number 4 in 1969, and I say it's a stone-cold groove. Enjoy. And Pat, as always, thanks for having me.
Of course. Too busy thinking about my baby.
I ain't got time to discuss the weather, how long it's gonna last. And I ain't got time to do no study once I get out of class. Telling ya, I'm just a fella. Said I got a one-track mind. And when it comes to thinking about anything but my baby, I just don't have the time. Oh yeah, and I ain't got time for nothing yet. Don't you know I'm too busy thinking about my baby? But I ain't got time for nothing yet. Oh yeah.
All right, if I had never heard anything from Marvin Gaye, I would definitely seek out Marvin Gaye. Great song. Loved it. Did you like that, Pilar?
I did. Can we move the table closer?
Yeah, we can move the table closer.
One of us doesn't have any
back support?
Legs.
Do you want me to get you a short? Would you like me to get you a pillow for behind your back?
No, it's just that I'm so short. I have to like lean forward.
You don't need to lean forward. It's fine. The mic is picking everything up. You can sit back, you can lie down, whatever you want to do. Whatever's going to get you through.
All right.
All right, here's a gentleman that we like. We've known for so long. How long have you known Mike Siegel?
Since, you know, back when I was dating him. What?
Huh? Wow. Interesting. What you learn when you do these episodes.
No, that was only in my dreams. I never dated Mike Siegel. I've known Mike since I met you, because you and I were on a hike in Runyon Canyon. Uh-huh. And there was Mike, who was biking
biking up
Runyon Canyon. Now, by the way, and I was like, oh, hello, Pat's friend.
Biking up Runyon Canyon would be like if you took your bike and tried to drive up the side of your house. That's what it's like. So this is peak Siegel when you met him.
That was peak Siegel.
Yeah, peak Siegel. All right. Let's see what he's got for us right now. I wish they weren't cutting a tree down outside.
But you love it when people cut trees. It's your thing.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners and Pat. It's Mike Siegel, the guest host who's appeared on this podcast more than any other. Still holding that title, but hey, it's been a while, so who knows how long before someone takes this old man's place. One of the reasons I've been MIA is because I'm traveling a lot these days, and I'm actually recording this right now on a cruise ship, and I often travel with a hard drive that has the bulk of my music on it, but this time I did not. So when Pat brought up this idea, I looked at the music I had access to and started from there. Pat asked us to sell our favorite band to people who had never heard them before, and since I really can't pick a favorite band, I decided to pick a band that I've been trying to sell to others for quite a while, including Pat. Pat is a guy who loves power pop, as his love of Cheap Trick and other bands would attest. So speaking of Cheap Trick, I wanted to keep it in Illinois and bring up a band that I think should have been bigger and that I've been trying to sell to Pat for many years because it's right in his wheelhouse. They were from Chicago, and they were a great power pop band who could write catchy 3-minute songs. The band is Material Issue. The lead singer and founder of the band, Jim Ellison, sadly committed suicide in 1996. Classic story of bad timing. They came out just as grunge was hitting, and the label never really gave them the support that they needed. They did manage to get a couple songs on MTV, mostly on 120 Minutes. Most notably, Valerie Loves Me. There's a song, Diane. And off their last album, there was a song called Kim the Waitress and a great one called Going Through Your Purse. So all those singles I could have picked to sell this band, and they're all great songs. But instead, I'm going to play the one that's in my phone on a power pop playlist I play all the time. And I always rock out to it when it comes on. Here's Material Issue with A Very Good Thing. Rock and peace, Jim Ellison.
Mike Siegel, that is right in my wheelhouse. Why have you never told me about it before? I feel like as a good friend, you would have told me about this song. Oh, well, I'll check them out. I can't believe it's taken so long for you to inform me. All right, here's a guy that always brings the rock. His name is Mr. Jerry Riggs.
Rock solid listeners. Oops, and any guest that might Jerry. Be sick. Hello, Pat. Rock solid listeners. And any guests that might be sitting in. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. Picking a gateway song from my favorite band, Thin Lizzy, was quite difficult. Picking a gateway album would have been much easier. So I decided to pick a live song version. I believe their live material expresses the true Thin Lizzy sound. The song I'm going with today is The Rocker that appears on their 1978 album called Live and Dangerous. Thanks, Pat, for these bonus episodes. You and your listeners have a wonderful holiday season and keep rocking.
You know Thin Lizzy because you know Phil Lynott because you and I have seen his statue in Dublin.
And when I went by myself the first time, I went all over looking for the Thin Lizzy statue because everybody was like, oh, Thin Lizzy.
They didn't say thin, they said tin.
They said Thin Lizzy. And then I finally found it. I took a picture of it. That was like, you should have taken a picture of like you with it. It's like, yeah. Like I could just get a picture of it online,
I can
you know?
A picture of it on, I can Google Phil Lynott statue.
I know. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But then eventually I got my picture taken with it. It's pretty cool. But people put guitar picks on it and stuff.
Yeah. What was cool is in searching for it, how everybody lit up. And they all, like, they would tell me like a story here and there that was completely wasted on me. And, you know, I also like had to go into all these record stores and stuff. I love having a mission when I travel, when I'm alone. I do. I'm not being sarcastic.
I know.
When I'm alone, and I used to travel alone all the time, if you give me something to find or do, you know, I would do that, because then that was just that was my gateway into the city. And in that case, it was everybody's relationship to, and they'd say Phil Lynott.
Phil Lynott. I've asked many people how to pronounce it, and what I understand is the correct pronunciation is Lynott.
So I went in going, Phil Lynott.
Yeah, that's what I used to say too.
And everybody was like, Phil Lynott. Phil Lynott. And they were like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, and some people would say Phil Lynott. Some people would say Phil Lynott. I mean, names are difficult. You don't know how to, just, you see the spelling, that doesn't mean you know how to say it.
As a Pilar Alessandra, I relate.
That's true. All right. Here comes Alex Peak with a band I've never heard of. Let's go.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners, and I'm going to happily assume Pilar, Alex Peak here. Back when the Psychobilly episode took place, myself and another gentleman brought up the term Psychobilly as a subgenre of rockabilly. Psychobilly is a mix of 1950s rockabilly and punk rock, with its roots going back to the Cramps in the 1980s. I think the quintessential band of this genre is a band called Tiger Army. They have perfected the mix of punk and rockabilly with songs that sound like this. To songs that sound like this. In the night is where we met. In the night. If I wanted to get someone interested in the band and the genre of psychobilly, I would play them the Tiger Army song World Without the Moon. This is a great mix of energetic punk rock with the melody and strings of 1950s rock and roll. Pat, if you could take it from the 115 mark and let it get into the string section, this will give you a good feeling for the song and the band. Thanks again, Pat, and enjoy World Without the Moon.
Tiger Army.
That was such a cool lesson in a whole genre of music. That was really neat.
Yeah, and he did his intro in 1 minute and 7 seconds. So it can be done, Michael Schmidt. All right, this next intro is for a band named Slade. They never quite broke through in America, but the band Quiet Riot broke through by covering 2 Slade songs, including Come On Feel the Noise, and the one that Richard is going to intro.
Hi, Pat, Pilar, and the rest of Rock Solid crew. Richard Birch here from London, UK. And my choice for the Gateway song is from a group from the glam rock years over here in the early 70s called Slade. I don't think they had a great deal of success in the US, but they were big over here. And as an early young teenager, they were just such a good, fun group to listen to. Most of their number one hits were just good, fun, rocking songs. And the one I picked was Mama Mount, We're All Crazy Now, which is, love it, still play it today. And they're also responsible for one of the best Christmas hits ever. Merry Christmas, everybody. Anyway, here's Mama, We're All Crazy Now. Hope you enjoy it. Have a good Christmas, everybody. Speak to you all in the new year. Bye.
Come on, another drop now, come on. I want a lawn now, so come on. That's
Okay, I'm going to get on my soapbox here for a second. First of all, I don't think Quiet Riot is ever going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But if they do, it shouldn't be until after Slade gets in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because Quiet Riot would not have any type of career if it wasn't for the two songs that they covered from the Slade catalog. That's it. That's all I'm saying. I know that's not your type of music. What did you think of Slade's version, the original version of Mama, We're All Crazy Now? Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
All right. In a minute, the audio quality is going to change because I have two devices plugged into my laptop, and the laptop is not plugged into a power cord. And in a minute, I'm going to have to plug the power cord in and remove the external microphone. So Pilar and I will then be talking into the laptop mic.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go get the cable.
I'll go get it.
No. I can get out easier. I'm going to go get it. Sit.
Okay.
I'm going to go stay. This is how you greet your wife.
Did you just say sit and stay to me? Oh.
Watch this one. Roll over.
It's going to be a long Christmas.
Oh, boy. Okay, here's the next intro and song, and you won't even know I'm gone. Here we go.
Hello, Pat. It's David Grofier from Boston. You requested me to leave my last name last time, so I have. For my gateway song, I am choosing a quick one, While He's Away by The Who. I'd say at the end of the day, The Who's my favorite band. And I have chosen this song because my buddy Lou, he's a big Stones fan, and he always said if aliens came to Earth and they wanted to understand rock and roll, he would show them The Who's performance of a quick one, While He's Away, at the Rolling Stones circus. And the version from the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus can be found on the Kids Are All Right soundtrack. And I just think this song incorporates so much of what rock is. You have blues in there, you have elements of country, you know, it's a cappella intro with the version. And this song just rocks and goes all over the place. So every time I meet somebody now that really hasn't heard The Who, I'm like, listen to a quick one. So that's my song. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, and thank you. Bye.
Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Down your street, your crying is a well-known sound. Your street is very well known throughout your town. Town is very famous for the little girl.
All right.
You're a big Pooh fan.
Yes.
Would that be your gateway song? This seems very different from their usual
song. This would not be my gateway song, only because, here's the thing. This is a good gateway song, but it's 7.5 minutes long. So for our purposes today, when we can only play like 30 or 45 seconds, you're not really going to get a good overview of the song, A Quick One While He's Away.
Uh-huh.
For me, if I was going to play a gateway song for The Who, it might be, you know, Who Are You? Or You Better You Bet? Or The Kids Are All Right. But this is still a good choice. But since we can only play a certain amount of time on the show,
mm-hmm.
it's a good gateway song, but not a good example for the show. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? All right. Hopefully the audio is working now because we are now talking into the... We're now talking into the computer mic.
So I have to get closer.
No, I don't. I think you're fine because I'll levelate the whole thing. I use the levelator. That's right, folks. I'm special. All right. I love the Ramones. And if I was going to give you a gateway song for the Ramones, it would just probably be Rock Away. That's just 2 minutes and 7 seconds of heaven.
You always get mad when I say that all the Ramones songs sound the same.
How dare you?
But wouldn't you say that that sounds exactly like
Rock
and Roll High School?
No, I wouldn't.
That.
Oh, you need to get a more sophisticated listening ear, dear. I love when he says hot concrete.
Okay.
Punk rock, it's too slow. I love it. All right. My wife did buy me a Ramones vinyl box set for Christmas 1 year. So.
Oh, because you sent me the link. So that was pretty easy.
You asked me for suggestions.
I did. This year, you're actually getting a surprise or two.
I didn't really.
You didn't ask me for much. No,
I don't. I definitely don't need anything, and my wants for this year are very minimal. So yeah, feeling good.
Okay,
feeling good. Feeling grateful.
Uh huh.
Feeling comfortable.
Good.
Feeling cozy.
Very cozy.
Until your sarcasm rears its ugly head. This is Brian Raisin. He is in a very loving marriage. Let's hear from Brian.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Brian Raisin in Appleton, Wisconsin. An artist I recommend everyone check out is Dave Haas. One review said that his music was a perfect blend of Bruce Springsteen, the Goo Goo Dolls, and the Gin Blossoms. A great Dave Haas gateway album is 2019's Kick. If I have to narrow it down to just one song, it would be the track Paradise. It hooks you right from the top with his vocals, breaks down with an excellent piano-based bridge, and is a great example of his blend of rock melody and lyrics. Hope you all enjoy. Take care.
Brian Raisin, that is right in my wheelhouse. That sounds like a great gateway song for, am I saying it right? Dave Haas, the album's Kick. The song is Paradise. Now, if you have never listened to the music of Hob the Troll, aka Steve-O Dockerson, he has right now on Bandcamp a volume 4 of Yuletide Carols. Troll, the Ancient Yuletide Carols, Volume 4. This song is inspired by the Devo song, Working on a Coal Mine, which I know isn't a Devo song. That's a cover. But Steve-O has recorded a song called Working on a Toy Line and inspired by me. And this is great. So enjoy a little.
It's a good gateway song into what he does.
It really is a good gateway song. Here we go. And he plays all the instruments, does the whole thing. Oh.
working on the toy line, toiling year round, round, working on the toy line. Oops, another elf down, working on the toy line, toiling year round, round, working on the toy line. Oops, another elf down. Going down in autumn, comes back up in the spring. Gotta break at New Year, then it's time to start building again. I'm working on the toy line, toiling year round, round, working on the toy line. Oops, another elf down, working on the toy line, toiling year round, round, working on the toy line. Oops, another elf down.
Nothing but candy. I love that there's an elf down. That's just the funniest line to me. You know, congratulations, Steve-O, on some new tunes. Love it. Okay, we just got two more, and then we're going to do a playout song from me, and I'm going to make Pilar endure a little bit of that playout song. But here is Mr. Thomas Wallace. Here we go.
Hey, Pat, all you rock solid listeners out there, and any guest host that may be sitting in today. This is Thomas Wallace from Florence, Alabama, with my submission for the Gateway Song episode. I'd considered several songs for the submission by different bands, and they all kept hitting me in the feels, as the kids say. And that just brings me back to this song. The song is by American Aquarium. It's from their 2024 album, Fear of Standing Still, and it's called Crier. And that's what it's about. It's okay to be a crier. We all deserve tears from time to time. So, Pat, just kick it off at the 48-second mark. And as always, thanks for letting us participate in these episodes.
I feel like that's a good gateway song because I feel like that tells me exactly what the band American Aquarium is about.
Yeah.
I like that kind of roots rocky stuff and some jangly guitar and good stuff. I bet I say the term jangly guitar on this podcast more than any other term.
Jangly?
Jangly. All right. It's been months and months and months that we've been talking about this, and I believe we have enough audio clips to do the episode, but it wouldn't be bad to maybe get two more. So Pilar, explain to people what we need for the On the Page podcast, which is heading into its 1,000th and final episode.
Yeah.
And you love when we do these type of episodes with my listeners. And so you're stealing my listeners to do what for you?
Oh, so I was stealing your listeners to get a clip of their favorite small piece of dialogue. It could be a one-liner. It could be a monologue. It could be a very small back and forth. I'm looking for your favorite dialogue from a movie or a TV show, little intro like you do here, and a little clip just like you do here. And we're going to do it as a Rock Solid On the Page collab with Pat before the podcast runs out.
I think we're going to do this soon. If we can get two more clips, we're good to go. We're good to go now, but I think two more would really make it more rock solid.
We've been talking about this. Like, it's been
wild. But I mean, it's a lot harder pulling an audio clip from YouTube. But you can Google things like YouTube to MP3, and there's some solid apps that do it for you. Pretty simple. So, are you into self-promotion? If so, you will love the next audio intro.
Oh, stop. You're from, so mean.
From Murray Valeriano.
Oh, cut.
Where do you hear this?
Okay.
Hear it.
All right.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. Murray Valeriano, sometime co-host of the Rock Solid podcast, full-time host of For What It's Worth,
the only music and comedy game show that matters. Hey, listen, thanks to everybody on that Patreon that made our last sold out show at the Melrose Improv a fantastic show. If you're not on the Patreon there, you get bonus footage after the live shows. You get games. I work out games with Pat and the guys, and you guys can see that. And you get to submit jokes for the live show. So head on over to the Patreon if you're interested in that. And thank you all for the Patreon people who have been making it such a success on the live shows. But today I am here to talk about the first time.
Okay, so
you're right. You're right.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right. Now we get to I should have started it here. He would have been so mad. Here we go. Murray's Gateway Song and Band.
Time I heard my favorite band, U2. It was early 80s. You know my background, a preacher's kid. I was not allowed to watch MTV, so when my parents weren't around, I'd sneak downstairs and I'd put the volume really, really low and I'd put my ear up to the TV and I heard Gloria. Man, blown away. What an amazing song. Still one of my favorites. This album didn't do squat. October barely even broke the Billboard Top 100, if it did. And I don't think that song even charted. But instantly fell in love with it. Pat, take it from the top.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I think that's a nice gateway of song to give you a taste of what, especially what early U2 was all about. So,
no, Murray was a preacher's kid.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't allowed to dance. He was like the kid from Footloose.
Wow.
He wasn't allowed to do anything. I don't think he had sex until last year. So, I mean, that's how far it's gone with Murray. Thank you, Schmitty and Siegel and Murray, for participating. I sent them a text and they all did the assignment, except for Mike Schmidt, too long.
And Mike.
So I'm not going to tell you what the next Patreon episode is going to be. You will be surprised. It's going to be fun. And it was suggested by another listener. It's pretty cool. Thank you, Travis Kennedy, for Gateway Songs. Great topic. Thank you, Pilar, for sitting in. We can find you where on the interwebs?
On thepage.tv. It has stuff about my recorded classes if you're into quickly learning how to write a script of any kind. And also has a little page that will connect you to the On the Page podcast. But you can find the On the Page podcast pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts.
Yes. You can find us on Facebook, Rock Solid Podcast, on Blue Sky, at Rock Solid Podcast. On Instagram, at Rock Solid Show. Some interviews coming up for 2026. As I said earlier, Mitch Easter and Don Dixon. I just interviewed Vicky Peterson of the Bangles and John Cowsill of the Cowsills for their new album called Long After the Fire. So look for that one soon. And today I'm going to interview John Hyde, the drummer of the 70s band Detective. Detective was on Swan Song label. That was Led Zeppelin's label. And they only released two albums. The second album is just been re-released on colored vinyl and CD and remastered. We're going to be talking about that. If you've never heard Detective and you like Led Zeppelin, I believe you will like that band. So that's what's coming up in the new year as far as interviews go. I've also got a bunch of people on the hook, including Debbie Gibson. So with that, I am going to play a gateway song to one of my favorite bands, UFO. This is from my favorite UFO album called The Wild, The Willing, and The Innocent. And this song is called Lonely Heart. Now, you might think, why didn't you do Only You Can Rock Me or Lights Out or Too Hot to Handle? And I didn't pick any of those because I feel like this song gives you a more rounded view of what UFO does. The melodic stuff, the keyboards, the kick-ass drums, and Phil Mogg's excellent vocals. This song is just dynamite to me. So please enjoy Lonely Heart. Thank you, Pilar.
Thank you, Pat.
And here we go.
Sarah has her dreams and makes her plans to get what she wants when she can. A little bit of heaven was all she asked for. Silent moments deep in the night, she'd find herself, make it feel alright, and hungers for the bright life, something more.
And you're not supposed to look at the playlist.
Why not?
Because then you'll know what's coming up.
Dude, I can't see a thing.
All right.
Actually.
All right.
Looks like all blurry to me unless I put my glasses on.
Okay. Can you read this up here?
Gateway songs.
Okay. But you can't read this down here.
Nope. Not at all.
All right.